It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Earlier this summer, Wisconsin received a federal designation from the Biden administration as a biohealth tech hub, which came with $49 million of federal funding.
More than $12 million will go toward a new workforce development program, along with some additional money from the state.
The Actualizing Biohealth Career Pathways Project aims to train 2,000 workers over the next 5 years in a partnership with Wisconsin technical colleges, universities, and businesses.
These jobs focus on digital technologies in the state's biotechnology and health information industries.
Mark Thomas is leading the ABC Pathways Project as Chief Strategy Officer for Madison Area Technical College. Mark, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, this word, biohealth, might conjure up a lot of different things for people. What are we talking about when we talk about the biohealth industry and biohealth jobs?
I'll start with the job side, because that's sort of people can relate the most to, right? So when you think about the biohealth industry, we're talking about everything from lab technicians and human resources specialists who work at a place like Exact Sciences, which is an advanced laboratory diagnostics company here in Wisconsin, to CNC operator jobs in an advanced manufacturing setting at household name companies like GE Healthcare and Johnson Controls. Data scientists and software developers work at places like Epic Systems, an electronic medical records company here in Wisconsin. And so it's all kinds of things that you think are sort of adjacent to the healthcare space, make the products, repair the products, maintain the products, develop the software, et cetera. So it's a really wide range of occupations and businesses that are in that space.
And when we think of the healthcare field, we might list doctors and nurses and radiologists and so on. How important are these jobs we're talking about to our healthcare system as it works now?
Yeah, I mean, the biohealth industry in Wisconsin is already really huge. And most people don't realize there's more than 47,000 folks who already work in the sector. There's over 1,800 biohealth companies already in Wisconsin. And that doesn't include the folks that you're talking about, Rob, who work at our research institutions or directly in our healthcare system. So, you know, with such a rich ecosystem of businesses, and then adding in the research institutions and actual healthcare providers, Wisconsin is poised to really supercharge the biohealth industry, you know, right here in our region.
All right, let's talk about demand side now. Is there a need to bring a new cadre of workers into these industries we're talking about?
Yeah, there is and there will be. So, you know, as I just mentioned, there's already 47,000 jobs in this sector, and the tech hub sees another 30,000 jobs directly in the biohealth industry. And then, you know, in terms of a multiplier effect, up to another 100,000 indirect jobs over the next decade, if projections hold up. And so you have, you know, more businesses that are sort of adjacent, right, to supporting the growth industry. And so when we think about that worker demand, you know, we want to be on the front end of that, right? We want to be creative and anticipatory and not reactive to, you know, some sudden glut in the labor force. And so we're thinking ahead and imagining, okay, when that comes true, are we prepared? Have we recruited folks into sort of the training pathways that they need to get to what will be these good high paying jobs as the biohealth sector grows?
Talking about a glut of workers is interesting, because there's a concern sometimes when we put an effort into training for a particular kind of job. Well, what if that job changes? It shifts gears. You need a different kind of specialization. How adaptive, how resilient can we be as this market changes?
Yeah, so I think there's two things, right? So one is the importance of the strength of the partnerships between those of us at the tech college system or the UW system who are doing the training and the actual industry itself, right? So one of the uniquenesses of the tech hub is the partnerships. And, you know, Wisconsin's tech colleges, you know, Rob, have over 100-year history. And one of the key elements of how we've been successful is working hand in hand with industry, right? So each occupation will have like an advisory council that advises what the demand is, what the skills are, et cetera. In the same way, the ABC Pathways Project serves the greater tech hub to determine, like, on an ongoing basis, right? So as things are developing, how many workers do they anticipate in the immediate future? And then how do we need to get folks into that training pipeline to help support that workforce? So I think what's unique about the hub, what's a little bit different, is we're not really doing something different than what the colleges have done. We're leveraging and scaling it outside of just our smaller, you know, Madison College footprint. We're doing it regionally with Milwaukee Area Technical College and the workforce development boards in both regions, as well as the businesses and the biohealth sector. So all of us together are consortium partners for the greater tech hub. And I think that's what makes it a little more hand in hand and reduces the uncertainty and the risk, to your point, and creating folks for jobs that don't exist, right, is sort of the question. And so we're reducing that by working hand in hand with them so we understand what the demand is sort of in a live interactive way.
I want to talk about how this works on a practical level. If I'm, you know, early career, just out of school, and I'm doing this, or if I'm mid-career wanting to switch, what am I actually going to do when I hook up with ABC Pathways?
Yeah, so one of the key things for us is hiring a director this fall. So the project has been underway in terms of collaboration, coordination between all the partners for over a year now through the application process. And now that it's been awarded just a month ago or so, and in October, the funds start coming in. And so one of the first things that we have to do is hire a director. And that's someone who's going to be responsible for all the coordination, data gathering, ensuring that there's integration between the employers, between career agencies in the different communities, that there is an advisory board that is made up of community organizations who are advising that director how to reach out in the communities, make people sort of a two-way street. Let folks know that there are career opportunities, and then letting them know that these are the careers that they can get, and then connecting them directly to, as you said, if they're new in their career, connecting them directly to one of the tech colleges to get into a program that is their suiting. And earlier I mentioned all the different types of occupations, almost every interest that a young person looking for a new career could have is met in those types of occupations. The more hands-on, technical, labor-intensive type work, all the way to, you know, you don't just need those jobs. You need people who are researchers, who are laboratory technicians, who are managers, and you need people who want to be entrepreneurs. And so connecting them to the right training pathway for themselves within the Tech Hub, that's one of the jobs that the director of the Tech Hub is going to have, of the ABC Pathways project is going to have. And we anticipate getting them on by the first of the year, January 25.
I know there's a lot of details yet to be ironed out. Is there a vision, though, of how much of this is in classroom work versus how much of it is, you know, that future worker is actually out working for one of these hundreds of companies you're talking about?
Also, great question. So one of the key aspects of the Tech Hub and the workforce project specifically is we call earn and learn opportunities. And so there's two benefits to that. One is sort of, as you alluded to, Rob, you know, people are hands-on on the job. You're getting that training. And so there's sort of like a classic apprenticeship, lowercase a, apprenticeship type model that people think of. And we have those, believe it or not, in the healthcare sector already, more formalized registered apprenticeships with the state of Wisconsin. And so we're looking at expanding those types of opportunities for folks to have the experience. And then everything all the way to paid internships, right? So the earn and learn model, one, gets them hands-on, but two, is one of the things that makes it more affordable and accessible for people who may already have a challenge paying for education. So they're getting paid as they learn, as opposed to, you know, having to take out large amounts of student loan debt and do it that way. These are opportunities that, you know, we're trying to get to folks. One of the key pieces is serving folks in underserved communities, underrepresented folks. And one of the challenges for folks is, you know, folks coming from low-income communities have that challenge of either faced with the decision to take on debt or not receive additional training. And so we're trying to overcome that barrier through these earn and learn opportunities, just like you're talking about.
And speaking of people from different backgrounds, the project has a goal, I understand, of having about 30% of students from diverse backgrounds, people who aren't currently well represented in these kind of jobs. Why was that an important part of this project?
Well, first of all, it's one of the components of the Tech Hubs overall is to try and serve folks who are coming from those communities who've not historically had access to these types of high-paying technical skilled jobs. The other aspect of it is you talk about a lot of different types of underrepresented populations. And so certainly we have urban populations. We also have rural communities within here, South Central and Eastern Wisconsin, where industries have pulled out And jobs are not available necessarily. And so we're looking at different types of communities that have different types of needs. Businesses are located all over the place. I mentioned earlier, there's over 1,800 biohealth sector businesses in the state of Wisconsin, and they're all over the state. And so we're trying to identify, again, with those community organizations, how we can get folks to be made aware of what these opportunities are.
We're talking about a new biohealth workforce development program. Madison Area Technical College Chief Strategy Officer Mark Thomas is with us. He's leading the ABC Pathways Project. Mark, we hear sometimes about concerns over brain drain here in Wisconsin, where, great, we get lots of students to come to, say, UW-Madison. They graduate, then they go work or start businesses elsewhere in the country. Is there a thought that ABC Pathways is going to be providing workers for Wisconsin or starting businesses in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and twofold, right? One is its career opportunities for Wisconsinites, right? And jobs here in Wisconsin, so they can stay in Wisconsin. Two, it's attracting more businesses to Wisconsin. So for the state of Wisconsin, we see this as a major catalyst for economic development. And the real advantage for an effort like this, I mentioned earlier, the partnership among the consortium members, the real advantage is it's not just hanging our hat on like the promised economic growth from a single large employer, right? This isn't dependent upon hoping one big thing is our lottery ticket. This is the coordinated effort among the partners to leverage an existing strength between an ecosystem of businesses that's already here, research institutions that have a history of spinning up more businesses out of innovation. We have world-class healthcare provider systems, and we have a state that has a history of workforce development strategies and partners that are both, you know, matured and poised for growth and innovation, right? And so we're saying, come and build your biohealth business here in Wisconsin. We have this infrastructure and system and camaraderie and consortium and workforce that is great for your business. So we actually think not only are we going to stop the brain drain, we're going to bring more business opportunities to Wisconsin.
As you mentioned, this isn't just Madison Area Technical College. Can you talk about the other academic powers and kind of how you divide up who does what?
So not just Madison Madison Area Technical College, but Milwaukee Area Technical College is sort of our key, sort of a co-lead partner from the tech college perspective. But then we also have strong partnerships with University of Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin System, or the Universities of Wisconsin. And then the expanding the conversation. So the Tech Hub is a statewide designation, and this is just the first phase, the first grant that's been awarded to the Tech Hub at this scale. And what we're talking about is with our other tech college partners. So, you know, there's a lot of places in between and around Madison and Milwaukee. And so we've already been having conversations with Waukesha Community Technical College, Gateway Technical College, the South Milwaukee, and thinking about how do we ensure that we are collaborating among all the partners. And it's been fantastic, I got to tell you. When you sit face to face with your counterparts and your peers and you think, how can we improve this for all of us together? It really, the beginning of the process and putting together the application sort of immediately spoke to the strength that we have in partnering. So nobody's going to do this alone. You know, nothing stops at like a county borderline or anything like that. And so the realization that we have to work together has been one of the things that, you know, I really wanted to stress with you today is just thinking about the partnership in a more regional perspective. And not just that, you know, this was a bipartisan effort from the state. You know, one of the things that makes me most excited about it is their shared interest all across the board. You know, the funding moved through the legislature, moved through the governor's office, and has come this way. And that's the only way we can move our economy forward is to support like that coordinated effort to advance it.
The plan is to train 2,000-ish workers over the next 5 years. Is there a desire, a thought that, you know, that is just step one, that this is something that could be sustainable beyond that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the intention, right? So you have a grant that has a limited time frame of 5 years, and the intention for it is to be a catalyst and then sustaining it beyond that, right? So the intention is that it grows beyond that. So even just take some of the earlier numbers we talked about, the grant contemplates, as you just said, training thousands of workers over the next 5 years, but the anticipated economic growth projections, we're going out 10 plus years, right? So the intention is that this is sort of establishing that baseline for long-term economic growth in the biohealth sector.
if there's somebody out there listening with a biohealth company, however it fits in there, and they're not on board with this yet, are you still looking for business partners on this?
Oh, absolutely. You know, most of the businesses in the biohealth sector, many of the businesses in the biohealth sector are members of BioForward, which is a biohealth sector association of businesses. And they really have been sort of the key partner across the entire tech hub. So Lisa Johnson's their CEO and has been leading the effort across the entire tech hub. As I said, the Workforce Project is just one of five projects that make up the tech hub. And so any businesses that are interested in learning more can reach out to us here at Madison College or can reach out directly to Lisa Johnson at BioForward, which is our big industry partner.
I think once upon a time, states and local governments were asking themselves, how do we get our own version of Silicon Valley? I think things have moved on from that a little bit in the sense that we don't want this super concentrated business. It sounds like you're talking about that, you know, this is going to be dispersed. It's not just Madison or not even just Madison through Milwaukee. How widespread are you hoping this could be?
Yeah, I mean, again, the 1,800 businesses now that are in the biohealth sector are literally all across the state, north, south, east, west. And so, you know, it depends where folks want to grow their business or want to start a business. And certainly, you know, lots of reasons that people sort of hang around metropolitan areas. Workforce is denser. You have more opportunities there. Transportation, logistics are helpful, of course. But again, these businesses are across the entire state. People live all over the place. Remote work is a lot more of an opportunity than it has been in the past. And so we really think there's an opportunity statewide to have an impact from the tech hub.
As you mentioned, step one is creating one new job, the director of this new thing. When are you hoping to see, you know, students, participants in this program taking on the jobs of the future?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, when we talk about these occupations I listed earlier, as I said, you know, we're doing training in those programs already. Like we've had programs in all of those areas so far. And so it's a matter of scaling them up. And as businesses grow, you know, students are coming in and they're doing a certificate, a one-year diploma, a two-year associate's degree, or a four-year bachelor's degree and beyond. And at each sort of on-ramp and off-ramp of their education, there's opportunities for folks to join the workforce. So, you know, we have a lot of folks right now who come from Madison College and go directly to some of our partners in the consortium already. One I'd mentioned is Accuray, which is a company here in Madison that creates cancer targeting systems and you know, highly advanced radiation therapy systems for cancer treatment. And they're a perfect example of what in the tech hub we think of as quote unquote personalized medicine, because their machine targets the specific issue that a person has. And they work directly with Madison College to hire folks all the time. So we're already seeing a direct training to employment pipeline that is just going to grow. So again, we're seeing folks come out all the time and move into these existing businesses. And as those businesses grow and new ones come along, we're going to have the workers ready for them so they can walk right into a good paying job.
Mark, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Rob. Appreciate it.
Mark Thomas is Chief Strategy Officer at Madison College. He was with us to share the new Actualizing Biohealth Career Pathways project that he's leading. That's a partnership formed as part of Wisconsin's federal designation as a biohealth tech hub.